with any of the rookies that we had on today. You're going to get a chance to hear them. And look, I'd love to tell you one was better than the other. I was impressed with all three. I think we got, really energetic, smart guys to join this football team. Mike, we don't know what the future holds for a guy like, Jack Nelson, who's a seventh-round pick. But this is a guy that you take a chance on because of where he played, the history of those kind of linemen at Wisconsin. And certainly, you're talking about an academic All-American, smart dude, Mike, really good run blocker. And he was talking about the zone blocking. But I got to tell you, Billy Bowman, really and thoroughly enjoyed our interview with him. And Xavier Watts, guys, is going to be a player. I just feel like he might be the most impactful guy because he's going to be on the field a lot for us.
Yeah, and it's funny because we were talking to Jack and we had a bunch of guys at the time on our text line that were all excited to hear some of these guys. And a lot of guys really getting juiced with Xavier Watts, who was kind of I was trying to set him up to poke Georgia fans. Like, they beat him. He was a defensive player of the game.
That's
so
true.
It happened. But it was funny because, there's always like the sourpuss. There's always that, like my neighbor Dennis, there's always the guy, yeah, well. As we're talking with Jack Nelson, some guy hit us up on the text line. I think his name is, he didn't give it anonymous. Put your name on it. Put your name behind it. But the dude, I read his NFL draft profile. It says average backup or special teamer. Well, yeah, he went in the seventh round. I mean, time will tell. I mean, go back and see what Grady Jarrett's, prospect grade was, But, I mean, yes, he's 6'7", 314, and he played Wisconsin, and he started all the games. So I think we'll be okay, And I said this earlier, as much as I've given the front office heat about this or that, I think they've done a really good job with offensive line depth. I mean, there was years, guys, if we lost one guy, let alone two, we were dead in the water.
Done.
We played games with three backups at times, Newsel's been great. We talked about all the other depth pieces they've added. Bergeron was a great draft pick. So if they evaluated Nelson as worth taking, I think he's worth taking.
Let's give our listeners a couple of reasons why we are optimistic about the Falcons season. One, they addressed what we wanted them to. We can no longer say, man, if they don't draft pass rush, they did. I mean, we got to get optimistic about it. We don't know how good it's going to be, but that is one reason why we can at least say, all right, you know what? They did it, and they finally did it. And by the way, they did it in free agency as well with Leonard Floyd. So you got Floyd, you got Jalen Walker, you got James Pierce, to include the other guys that are on this team. That is a reason to be optimistic.
I mean, we picked up a guy named Morgan Fox. Man, we were joking about picking up Megan Fox.
Oh,
I was
right.
Very excited.
That's right.
No, we got Morgan Fox, who played with the Chargers. So you don't even know who that – half the guys don't even know who he is. We still have a guy that we haven't seen yet. And I know that we're excited about him, but again, I don't know what Braylon Tucker. I do know this. We talked earlier in the show about RG3 saying how difficult it's going to be for Shedeur Sanders. It got imminently more harder for Braylon Trice to get on the field as a starter now with the things we did on this draft. I mean, you've got guys that are going to be. I mean, we believe we got a rock star in Jalen Walker, and he's going to be a guy that I think he's going to earn the right to start from day one, and I think he's going to have valuable reps, and it's going to away we go.
I'm with you. Here's another reason to be optimistic. Michael Penix has shown us promise. He's not shown you that he's an all-pro, three-time Super Bowl winning quarterback, but he's shown you promise. When's the last time you felt that way at the quarterback position? You didn't feel that way with Ritter. You did not feel that way with Mariota. I mean, you felt it a little bit with Kirk Cousins until it went south. The fact of the matter is, with the little playing time that he got, as far as the game playing time, guys, three games, Mike said, is it enough sample space? He's shown us promise. For me, that gives me optimism about the season.
We played the audio from Bryant McFadden hanging out with Michael Penix. It was really cool. They hung out at a Waffle House and they're talking about, we'll play some of the audio for you if you missed it later. But they asked him, and one thing that BMAC was excited about is that same play you and I talked about over and over was the touchdown throw to Kyle Pitts in the red zone against the Commanders on Sunday Night Football. And as he talks it through and BMAC walks him through, having that poise, as you said, Carl, stuff that some veterans have a hard time with in the league, getting a linebacker off, trying to using your body motion, using your head, getting the guys off, and then you get the target, and it's a tight window. He delivers the football. That's something which, again, as advertised, how many times when we didn't even know we were going to have Michael Penix Jr., we were talking about Washington, against Oregon or in the Pac-12 championship or in the bowl game. Like, man, that Michael Penix just drops it. Remember, we were dealing with Ritter and Heinicke at the time.
That's right.
And we were saying, look at this guy. 50 yards down the field, he's dropping dimes, putting it right in the breadbasket.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, and Ritter, that reminds me, Mike, to your point about this play. And by the way, Dom, let's play that again for our listeners who missed it because I think this is great stuff. As he walks us through this game, it was the game-tying throw. We don't make that. Game's over. But before we get to it, real quick, Ritter. He always focused in on the guy he was going to go to.
Tunnel vision. Locked his, he wasn't prepared. He was a third-round pick. For every Russell Wilson, there's 1,100 guys that don't make it.
And Mike, so when you hear Michael Penix talk about moving the Mike linebacker where he needed him to go, because I'm reading his eyes, he's reading my eyes, that's the stuff that we're talking about. Just go back to Ritter. Go watch if you want to. Ritter, I got to go to Drake. I'm looking left. I'm going to throw to Drake.
It just wasn't in the toolbox.
No.
You're right.
Here is Michael Penix talking to our man, Brian McFadden.
I'm reading my bender, so I know I had two high safeties, so I'm reading my bender. So just got to hold the mic, you know, keep him away from where I want to throw. So I'm looking this way, knowing I'm finna throw it to him, because the window on that side look better than the window.
So pre-snap alignment, because of the two high safeties, look, you already knew where you were trying to go with the football.
Yeah.
You just needed to move that middle linebacker.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. So once I got the ball in my hand, just, you know, playing the game with my eyes, you know, just make sure, tying my feet and my eyes together, you know, and then
the rhythm.
Just throwing it.
And that thing for me, because that's fourth down.
Yeah.
You don't make that play game over.
Exactly.
For me, when I saw you manipulate the backer, already knowing I'm coming back side, Kyle, when he hit that outside foot ball there.
Yeah.
That right there was like, okay, he cooked it with gas.
Love it. And that's B-Mac, cooking with gas. So that's those are the things that give us, you know, a reason to be excited. But as we said, I wasn't trying to be, you know, that guy a few days ago, but it's just we don't know yet, but that's a sign that you check that off as a positive.
Promise. Look, it shows promise. Here's one other thing, and I mentioned this earlier, and look, this may go overlooked, but our defense got faster, and we got more playmaking. It's another reason to be optimistic. It's Dukes and Bell Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We're just telling you, hey, we've been talking about all this stuff. We've got the rookies on the show today. Mm-hmm. We've been discussing all these different things. You know, some of you think, hey, we're being too hard on James Pierce. We want to be honest with you about all of this. So however it plays out, you were aware. If he's great, he's great. And maybe there are no issues. If you start to have issues and, Mike, he's late for meetings or things of that nature come up and we go, hey, we told you he was immature at Tennessee. These are the things that some people were concerned about. We just want to be honest with you. And that's the only reason. I'm not going to bang on him. I hope he's terrific. But this is why some people question the pick. And there are other picks like Jalen Walker that nobody questions. There's not one person going, you know what, Jalen, man, I don't know what they were talking about. I don't know what they did. That is not what you're hearing about that pick. So there are two sides to every story, right? But I think, Mike, when you talk about speed, getting to the ball, making plays, you drafted intentionally guys that can do that. Jalen can run. James is a 4-4 guy.
Right.
Xavier Watts can run.
James is the fastest D lineman at the combine.
Okay. So you start adding this to what you already have. Now you're talking about, all right, getting sideline to sideline, linebackers and outside guys being able to cover these guys.
Right. Speed and size. I mean, it's kind of a transformation because you guys know for so many years with Dan Quinn, we had the undersized linebackers. It was a 4-3. They got to cover all the real estate, and that was the style. And it's not like you're going back to like the Ray Lewis or giant, you know, middle linebacker, but we've got guys that kind of check all of those boxes for what we're looking to do. And you're right. It still drives you crazy when an edge rusher or an outside linebacker drops back to cover a tight end or a receiver. But hey, give Judon credit. The Tampa Bay game that we won on the road, he deflects a big third down conversion, breaks up a pass. So sometimes it is warranted and needed in the defensive setup. But we've got a bunch of athletes. And Jalen Walker, as we said, I know the comparisons to Micah Parsons, he's heard a million of them, but because he is that guy on tape. He is that dude for Georgia, you know, against better competition than what Micah did against Penn State.
No doubt. All right, guys, want to hear from you. Give us one reason why you're optimistic. That's all we're saying. I mean, we can talk about all this negativity and, you know, oh, look. And by the way, this is not saying that Coach Ra is going to get every coaching decision right. We're all going back into the season next year going, did he learn from last year? It's a fair thing to say.
What am I excited about? I'm looking forward to seeing the kicking German, Lenny Krieg, and see if he can beat out Young Wei Koo. Because as you know, Carl, we're always in close one possession games.
We are.
And I need to bank on a dude. First off, he's black. He's from Germany.
Okay.
That's an exciting combination for
all
a
right.
kicker. I haven't seen that. Not that Reggie Roby was German, but he was a punter. You didn't see a lot of that, Carl.
No, you didn't.
And watch this guy's highlight reel. He also runs in that. I mean, there was a botched snap, and he gets a touchdown. And just, now, granted, I don't know what the level of competition was over there in Germany, but I ain't got much to go on video-wise for Lenny Krieg.
Well, look, people are going to tell us, I guess, Mike, that Koo is healthy, and that's going to be the difference. We'll see in camp. Like now, something I hardly ever watch is field goal, right? And they run out there and they practice a field goal, and he puts it through or he misses it. And sometimes you're like, oh, he missed it. It's no big deal. Every time he misses now this year, I'm going to be like,
Yeah, but if you Google, if you be Googling Lenny Krieg, one of the things he does at USF, 63-yarder.
Mm.
So it's just something to watch. I mean, granted, there's nobody on the field in his practice.
Yeah.
But anyway, still, it is 63 yards, so it did go through the uprights.
All right.